The title of this morning's message is called Life in the Middle. And I've really sensed over the coming months that this is the place that we find ourselves. We find ourselves in the middle. And it's often been said that this kind of COVID time, this time of pandemic, is a bit like a marathon race. But something I read as we came off of the back of the summer really switched my thinking on that. There's a vicar that I follow on Twitter called Richard England. He's really good, actually. Again, well worth a follow. He describes the pandemic in a slightly different way in sporting terms. So he doesn't describe it as a marathon, but he describes this time that we find ourselves in as a triathlon. And as I thought about that, I actually think it's really more like one of those silly, really tough Ironman triathlons that you see people doing. But in any case, however you view it, it actually does feel like that we are in a race of three parts. And what I've really focused on actually over the last few weeks is actually it's those transitions between those phases that are quite difficult. Richard describes these phases as being 6 months in length. And whilst I think, yeah, we can say phase one, where we were in lockdown and we moved out of lockdown, that was a nice tidy 6 months to September. The place we find ourselves in right now in phase two, it would be lovely to think that that is September to Easter. But I just don't think we can put timeframes around some of these things in a very neat and tidy way. And this phase two that we find ourselves in has been that thing of rolling restrictions, our new lockdown. We're going to see the start of the vaccine rollout. And then he sees phase three as being, hopefully, and we can, you know, really, really be praying into this, as Easter and beyond, as we begin our journey on a post-COVID recovery. We'll have max vaccinations happening, and we will gradually return to normal. But what I really have been thinking about is that this phase two that we're right in the middle of right now, it's where things are really hard and tough. Many of us, I think, came off of the back of the first lockdown and probably didn't realise the impact that it had on us, that we came out tired, we came out feeling a bit deflated, that actually from September onwards there was going to be something else and a new part of the journey to go on. And I'm definitely in that camp myself. I, even though I had a really positive lockdown, a really good summer, got to go on holiday and had a great time, I'm not sure I was ready for what these months of rolling restrictions and lockdown would feel like. And as people know, I'm a real natural planner, so that uncertainty really plays havoc with my natural thing, which is to plan everything and have everything in order. In many respects, I would rather be, and I think I've said this before, I would rather be either in lockdown or not in lockdown in normal life. The bit in between is quite hard to manage emotionally, because we need to keep going and we need to have enough in the tank to keep going. So I've actually found some of this quite challenging, because usually I'm, you know, very on a level emotionally, really optimistic. But what Richard England in his Twitter thread about all of this said, he said, these 6 months will be the most profound in-between moment in our society. It'll be the most profound thing we've faced since World War II. We are in between darkness and light, despair and hope. It's a liminal threshold moment. It's not a new normal, but a new abnormal, which I think is really interesting, because there is that sense out there that we have to adapt to this new normal. But I think, you know, in no way is any of this normal. And I suppose the challenging thing with this middle phase is we don't know how long it's going to last, which again is really, really tricky. We can't pinpoint the end point, but what I can hand on heart say is this middle phase will not be forever. It will not go on forever. And where this sort of led me to thinking even more is the many years that I've spent in and around the delivery of projects, particularly in health and care, and particularly on really, really complex stuff that takes a long time to complete, whether that's a building project, building a hospital, equipping it and staffing it. These things take a long time to come to fruition. I mean, Ian will know from his experience that building schools, and Rod and Dave, we've all been in and around projects that take a long time to deliver. And what I found myself reflecting on was that at the start of a new project or venture, although it may be really daunting and scary, it's actually quite exciting because you're sort of embarking on a new thing. And as a team, you're coming together to achieve a shared goal. And the road ahead looks set. You know where you're heading and you can visualize what that end looks like. You're full of energy. You're ready to hit the ground running. And I think in many respects, although the start of COVID was daunting and scary and we didn't know what to expect, I think as we moved into lockdown and things got creative, there was an energy there amongst the population as we sought to achieve a shared goal together, which is to reduce the virus. And then I thought about what it feels like at the end of a project. And again, and this is equally an exciting place to be, as again, it's equally as energizing because you see your hard work come to fruition. A hospital might be open, a school might be open, houses might be built and ready for people to live in, and we can celebrate. And I know personally from the things that I've been involved in over the years, we celebrated well. Because it was just a lot of hard work and it was just great to be able to celebrate that. And I know when we go into phase three and we start to return to normal, there will be celebrations and we will do that and we will do it well. But as I said, for those of us that have been in and around the delivery of large-scale projects, you'll recognise the place that rarely gets celebrated, and that's the middle. And that's where we find ourselves, I suppose, today. And what I've tended to see in this sort of middle space of a project, any project, any large scale project in particular, is a number of things tend to happen. And you might be able to recognise some of these things in what we're going through at the moment. You tend to see a bit of scope, what we call in project terms, scope creep, which means, you know, there'll be changes of direction because circumstances changed or somebody will change their mind about something. And the original thing that you set out to do and achieve in that time frame, it gets shifted. A lot of times in some of the things I've worked in that have been more IT focused, we implement something and test it and it doesn't work as it should. We've seen some of that with the test and trace. It really isn't doing what it should be doing. I think we, at the beginning of projects, we compile a risk register and identify all of the things that could possibly go wrong. And usually what happens in the middle of some of these quite complex things is those risks become issues and then you need to manage those. And that can be quite challenging. Also, what can happen is teams can chop and change during this time. As time goes on, people move in and out and all the rest of it. A lot of the time, you'll see costs and increase. And then all of this effectively leads to delays in timeframes. And what I'm trying to say here is that it is really hard work in this place, in the middle, because the initial excitement of setting off on the journey gives way to you needing to just endure and get through. It's hard to see the end point. We long to go back to the start or before when life was easier or even a bit more fun. And it feels like our COVID and our pandemic journey is a bit like that. However, what I've realised over the years is that this is where the real special stuff happens, right smack bang in the middle of the tough thing. I've found over the years that this is where the key lessons are learned that we can take forward into the new thing. New skills are developed, improvements are identified, a resilience is demonstrated that perhaps wasn't shown before. I've often found this is a time where character is shaped and teams are strengthened, and when the real story of the project delivery is written. So you might be thinking, yeah, but what's that got to do with scripture and where can we find this? And I think we find this in that the scriptures in Mark 6 and verses 45 to 56, where we see Jesus walking on the water. And I'm going to read from the Message. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on the mountainside to pray. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake and he was alone on land. he saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought they'd seen a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him, because they were terrified. Immediately, he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves, which was in the previous story in Mark 6, the loaves and the fishes, and their hearts had become hardened. But when they crossed over and they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there, as soon as they got out of the boat, people recognised Jesus. They ran throughout the region, carried the sick on the mats to wherever they heard he was, and wherever he went, into villages, towns or countryside. They placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him even to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. And what we see here is that when the storm hit and trouble came, the disciples were in the middle of the sea. It says that in the scripture, they were in the middle. There was no easy escape back to shore for them, and they had to ride out the storm. And that's, you know, that's what we've got to do effectively. We are in the middle of this pandemic storm, and we need to ride it out. But look what happened. In the middle of that storm, water walking Jesus appeared. He was found in the middle. He wasn't found in the shallows. And this is what we need to be in search of in this moment of being in the middle. We need to search for and find water walking Jesus, because I just really think that this is going to be the time where we will see miracles. We will see things happen. We will see breakthroughs if we search for water walking Jesus in this time. And I say, obviously, all of us are in the middle of the pandemic, and we can, you know, all of us can say that that's a storm. But for many of us, there are going to be other things that you are right in the middle of. And what we just have to be really, really aware of is that the enemy really wants us to remain in the middle and not advance and head for the dry land. He wants us to sink in the depths of our trouble. But we need to be brave enough to reach out for Jesus at this time and to believe in him and to have faith that he is going to bring us through in this time. So just as a few points of practicality, really, and again, and this is I'm speaking to myself as much as anybody else, we need to thrive in the middle. We need to not just be in that place of just getting through and surviving. And I've spoken about this often, and it's really, really important. And at work, we've just started Survive and Thrive Hour, where we've recognised that people just can't keep going at pace during this time. And we're blocking out times in our diaries each day to make sure that people have got the space that they need to be able to do what they need to do, to be able to thrive in this moment. And the reason that we need to be able to thrive in the moment is not just because we need that to be able to get through, but we're going to need it when we come out of the other side and we enter into phase three, whatever that may look like. You need enough in the tank to be able to get you through this and then out the other side to be able to do what we need to do then. So I'd suggest we can do a number of things that will really, really help us at this time. Again, it's a word that I often preach. You need to keep your world simple. We need to be doing less, but we need to be doing it well. And I'm really loving, again, hearing how people are adapting to this current lockdown situations, the things they're doing. And again, the stripping back, the keeping it just, you know, being able to just keep a level of simplicity and not overcomplicating things. The other thing we need to really, really do is look after ourselves. And things like, you know, self-care is a real priority. I'm taking track of my sleep during this time. I'm trying to get as many hours in as I can. And just so that I'm really rested, you know, we can look after ourselves by exercising, making sure we're eating right, making sure we're putting the right stuff in our bodies, all of that good stuff. But it's really, really important that we do that and just don't snuggle up on the sofa with a tub of roses and hope that that's going to get us through. I think part of the thriving in this time as well is putting ourselves in that place where we are prepared to be shaped. It talks about this in John 15 and the story about the vine and the branches. This well could be a season of pruning for some of us, in that we are being prepared and shaped for the thing to come. So don't be scared of putting yourself or being vulnerable before God to be changed, to be shaped, to have the edges knocked off, whatever that may be. I'd also, again, keep encouraging you to not check out of things. Keep engaged. Set some goals. Get involved with stuff that you can and don't just leave it to others. I was so blessed this week with the prayer thing that we did, the two sessions, that Nikki Purnell volunteered to lead one of those sessions. And that was really, really great, because it just is really helpful at this time for us as a leadership. When we're asking for people to stick their hand up, it really helps. It doesn't just help us as a leadership team, but it blesses the rest of the church. Don't just leave things to others where there's opportunity to get involved with things and you can do that safely. Of course, as well, I think we really need to be in this time, and as we head towards Christmas and we focus on the birth of Jesus, we need to be dealers of hope in this dark place, and we need to be the ones that bring light. We need to make sure that the confession that we have coming out of our mouths is really positive to those around us. And that's not to just downplay or what's going on, because we all know that that is serious, but we carry hope in our hearts and we need to be the ones that bring that hope to others. So don't, you know, be too much of a doom and gloom merchant, because we need to be able to see through it. There's enough of that in the world. We need to focus ourselves on Jesus and the hope that he can bring into society. And again, really, really important, just continue to speak truth and life. Continue to pray. And as Dave talked about last week, he talked about maintaining momentum and keeping going and pushing through. And I completely agree with that. We do need to keep momentum in our daily disciplines, in whatever it may be at this time for us, because there is light at the end of this part of the race. And we've seen glimmers of that over the course of the last week with the announcements of vaccinations and other things that have been happening in the news. And this is all this, you know, we need to be able to see that there is light at the end of the tunnel, because this really will help us to stay energized and to be able to keep going in this triathlon. So again, I would just encourage you to engage in this moment wherever you find yourself. Find God in this moment. Be creative in this moment. I'm spending a lot of time cooking. I'm not feeling the love for getting out and having a run at the moment. I'll get there at some point, but I'm spending a lot of time of my creative energy in the kitchen and doing that. And that's just really, really helping. I've got some new disciplines in place to just help me spiritually over this time. And it's really good. And as I said before, this middle place is only a place that we will pass through. It is not our destination or the end point of this story. And although we might spend a long period of time here, there are brighter days ahead on the other side of this triathlon. And we need to just keep going with our eyes fixed on Jesus and the good things to come. And lastly, it says in Lamentations 3 in verse 20, and this is reading from the NLT. That's my favourite translation of this scripture. It says, I will never forget this awful time as I grieve over my loss. And I don't think we will. We will not forget this time. It will take a lot of time to get over or to feel, I suppose, released from what we have been through. Yet I still dare to hope. In the message, it talks about keeping a grip on hope, which again is fantastic. But that daring to hope, when we remember this, that the faithful love of the Lord never ends, his mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance, and therefore I will hope in him. Amen.